Hi, it's Andy. An extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno on the news that Joanne Adams is leaving England Netball.
Oh, well, I mean, I've had an amazing, it's nearly 10 years, 9.5 years. I've just had the most incredible time. And I was actually approached about another job. And that's really why I'm off. When I heard what the job entailed and everything that LLDC needs, I just thought perhaps this is the time for me to go. It's an exciting new opportunity. And we've just come out of the back of a World Cup and things are in a good place. So I think that's really the reason why. I wasn't necessarily looking, but when something comes along like this, you don't very often get opportunities like this in life. So it just felt like the right time, you know, a new exciting challenge for me, but also a great time to leave netball, probably post a home World Cup.
The sport was very different in 2009, almost unrecognisable. I mean, I'm not talking about pleated skirts, but Storm actually won things then. And Mickey, you'll know I'm only joking on that. What are some of those differences that you've noticed?
Well, I think I remember in my first interview, I said it was very navy blue knickers, and I don't think it's navy blue knickers anymore. I think it's cool, for starters. It's very cool, and once you create something that's cool and has got a brand that sits around it, people want to be part of it. And I think that's the biggest change that, you know, everybody here at Netball has made, is that the sport is perceived differently. And that's what we really wanted, because once something is perceived differently, things change. So once you've got a brand that everybody wants to be a part of, more people want to play it. And if more people want to play it, more people then want to be elite athletes in it. And more people want to sponsor you, and more TV follows. And that's really the difference, I think, that collectively we've made. We've changed the perception of the sport.
How have you seen some of the individual coaches grow? I mean, we could easily mention Tracy and Jess, but what about Anna, Karen, Tamsin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, growth across the sport in every element of the sport has been huge. But yes, the coaching infrastructure that sits behind the sport now, I think it's probably one of the areas where we need some more coaches, especially around the Super League. And I think whoever takes on this role, that coach development piece is really important. But my goodness, yes, how those coaches have changed. And they've changed because the opportunity has been there, you know, to coach better athletes, to coach in a Super League environment in front of TV audiences, which puts on a huge pressure. You know, that's a huge pressure when you have to step up in front of live audiences, and it's all those sorts of things that have made coaches different. I mean, there are a lot of people who've worked very hard with our coaches as well that sometimes go as unsung heroes, I think. But there's great opportunity there for coaches to go on and have a full-time professional career, and that changes the way people operate in any environment. And you're right, there's some great coaches coming through. You know, Karen Gregg, look what, again, what she's continued the legacy there at Thunder. Tamsin, exactly as you've spoken about, and let's hope we get her back into coaching. So there's changes across every single area of the sport. You could talk about officiating as well, but that all that comes with when you start to get money invested, because people then can, you know, have professional careers, and that changes the way they operate.
And as the ex-commercial director there as well, you must surely recognise Vitality and Nike and just the work that's been done there to get the actual backing in the support?
Completely, you know, and I think we shouldn't forget some of the other brands. You know, Gilbert, how long have Gilbert supported this sport as well? You know, it's all those brands that not only have stuck with us for quite a long time, but also have come new into the sport. And you cannot take away what Vitality have done for netball. When very few brands were willing to touch women's sport, you know, that's 4 years ago they signed the deal with us, not just a year ago when lots of other brands suddenly realised that there was a place for them in women's sport. Vitality did this 4 years ago, and their investment has just increased and increased. And you saw how they activated the Netball World Cup. It's huge. And then again, you know, aligning ourselves with a brand like Nike, it's that perception piece again. It changes the perception of our sport. So all of our partners that have been involved with us over the 10 years I've been here have all absolutely played their part. And we can't grow unless more people come in and invest in us as they have done. And I think women's sport and netball is in such a different place now. It's really positive. It's a good place for brands to be.
And the long term too, I mean, they've got those 114 funded level one coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a great legacy. So many brands go in and sponsor a World Cup, don't they, for their media exposure. But Vitality went in and said, what legacy can we leave? And it's not just about supporting the World Cup and a brand exposure piece for them. It's about what legacy can they leave. And exactly that, you know, though all those additional coaches, that's huge for participation at this level, because participation has been growing. You know, we've had huge numbers come back to the sport. But you can't deliver that unless you've got the officials and the coaches that sit underneath. So a fantastic activation of a World Cup branding piece.
The investment and security that came from Sport England following the Com Games as well just gives everybody that extra little bit of confidence.
Absolutely, Andy. I mean, that was huge for us. You know, I think I made it very public that I couldn't sleep at night thinking that my legacy would be no funding for an England team. I mean, that would have just been a disaster. And absolutely, yeah, when Sport England said that they would continue to reinvest in us for another 2 years, it meant that we could continue this programme. And that was so important to us. Imagine coming off the back of this World Cup now and us having no money. Mm. I mean, that it would have been an absolute disaster, not just for the Vitality Roses, but for the sport. And to know that funding is secure through to 2021, it just takes such a pressure off so many people, especially the performance team and all the staff that worked in that weren't sure if they'd have jobs or not have jobs. You know, that Sport England money linked with the Vitality and additional investment meant security for the Vitality Roses. And, you know, the strength and depth that we've got now in that programme is absolutely huge. So all crucial elements of making the sport successful.
We know Jeeva's a CBE. Personally, I'd love to see more of the players have honours. Jade, Serena, how about you? Important to recognise.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. All those players need recognising, and let's hope they are. Let's hope that they are recognised in the honours list. I'm sure they will be. is my answer to that. You can't, when you've seen what other, you know, sports stars have been recognised. They absolutely should be on that list.
And I mean, some of those things, possibly is your biggest achievements, are like Sports Organisation of the Year, Spotty. So you would like to think it's going in the right direction?
Absolutely. I would never have left this sport if I thought this sport was on a downward spiral. Absolutely not. I'm not one of those people, Andy. I like to go somewhere, I like to turn it around, and I like to leave it in a better place. And I certainly would not be stepping down if I thought this organisation was in a difficult place. I'm hoping I've left it in the best place I possibly could have left it in, but also an exciting time for a new CEO to come in, because there's still more professionalisation around the Super League. Our new broadcast position is in a really exciting place, but that deal needs finishing off. You know, the whole school sports agenda that I started, very passionate about that. Let's hope someone picks up and runs with that. And then just, you know, writing the strategy for the next 10 years. So it's an exciting role for someone to come into, but I'm hoping I've left it in as good, if not better, place than when I found it.
I would imagine as well that it doesn't matter if it's some of the youngsters that we saw a few weeks ago at the Bead Netball launch, or if it was the gold, or if it was the hairs on the back of your neck as everybody walked out of the arena for the World Cup, all equally important.
Oh, they are, and I wouldn't have done my job correctly if I didn't think that growing participation linked with elite performance, linked with commercial, all those elements come together to build a solid national governing body. And absolutely, you know, going to a back to netball session and seeing the impact that this sport has on women and girls is as inspirational and as fulfilling as seeing a Commonwealth Games gold medal. And I honestly mean that. Development and participation is at the heart of what I love doing. It really is. Elite sport is just a privilege to be a part of it, and it's hard work, and those athletes work so incredibly hard to deliver that. But I've always said, if you deliver that and it doesn't have an impact anywhere else, it's not relevant. It's just not relevant. Mm. And we don't have a funding pattern here where, you know, we're not a UK sport funded sport. So if everything that we do on that court and everything that the World Cup brought does not deliver increased participation and increased investment in this sport, then we haven't done our job. So, yeah, to pick out one moment of what I've loved the most over these 9.5 years, couldn't do it, because there's just been so many incredible moments. And that is from going to a back to netball session and just seeing, you know, a lady who hadn't gone out of her house for a few months to now being inspired is as great to me as that Commonwealth Games gold win, or seeing the fans at the World Cup. You know, these are privileged jobs that you have. You have so many good times. You can't pick one, I don't think.
How will that new search for the CEO work? Will you be involved with it?
I doubt I'll be involved. A headhunter will be appointed straight away, and it will be up to our board and our chair to find my successor. So they'll move pretty swiftly on it, because I'll probably be gone at the end of October. So they'll move very swiftly on that reappointment, I would have thought. And I'm sure they'll find somebody fabulous to take over.
Do they need any advice? Just take it on board and embrace the role from you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you will have battles. Don't get me wrong. I've painted a picture of loving every second, but these are hard jobs. I remember Jenny Price once said to me, you know, running an NGB is the hardest job you'll ever have, because you run a business that looks after participation. You run a business that runs after elite. You run a commercial business. You run an events business. And the majority of people who deliver for you, you don't employ them, because so many of them are volunteers. It's a complex business, but it's a privilege. It's an absolute privilege to be given this. So yeah, embrace it. I'm going to have to say, don't unravel it. Don't try and reinvent it. We've done the reinvention at nurture what is here. But these are fantastic jobs. They are an absolute privilege to have these jobs. And I'm sure whoever takes this on next, you've got to be made of pretty sturdy stuff sometimes, but the rewards are huge.
And you'll maybe have a thank you to those fans and coaches as well that have been with England Netball through the journey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a huge thanks from me. You can't have these sports and you can't have them run successfully unless everybody that's involved comes with you on this journey. And I know we talk about going on this journey and it's a bit of a cliche, but it's true. And the volunteers out there, they're just phenomenal. What we ask them to do and their time commitment is absolutely immense. And I think more than anything, we've made some pretty daring decisions, I think, that for people who love this sport were difficult to embrace, and they did embrace them. And it's a massive thank you for everybody that's allowed us to make the changes that we've made, and yeah, go with us on this journey and embrace what we've done. It's a massive thank you. And to everybody that buys a ticket, that comes and watches a game, you know, that money goes back into making sure this sport grows. And that's what's so important. So yeah, I hope I've always thanked people in my time here, but yeah, a massive, massive one big last thank you to everybody.
Are you writing a book after all this?
I don't think I'd be able to publish it, Andy. I think I've broken a few too many rules. If all those rule breaks came out, I think I'm not sure I'd ever get another job. So no, I don't think I'll be writing a book, but I've certainly got some very, very lasting memories that will never, ever leave me.
Well, you can dine it on the stories anyway, Joe, leaving it in excellent shape. So thanks for what you've done.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you to you, Andy, because you've been another one who, when no one else supported netball and no media covered us, you always covered us. And we appreciate that. We really do.
And remember, there's more online at thenetballshow.co.uk. Our regular updates through the week. And we're on Twitter and Facebook as well, at The Netball Show.